Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay, the supervisor you requested. How may I help you?
Hi, I've been trying to get my refund since November. And every time I call, because I've called several times, I get told different store, I get different story. So I want my refund. And it shouldn't take this long to get it.
Well,
because
I'll be
I
able
did,
to.
yeah, I did not authorize the purchase. Somebody hacked into my Facebook, and that's how this all transpired. So when I called initially, they said they wouldn't refund the $7.95, but they would refund the $56.95, the membership. And I said okay, and then they said they tried to. Second time I called, they said they tried to send it to my bank and it failed. I called my bank and they said, nope, there was nothing from you guys that you even attempted. So, and then I got told it would come in the mail. And then I got told that it would be an e-check and it would be in my email. And then I called tonight and she told me it would go back to my card, which makes sense, and that's what I said every time I called. Why aren't you just putting it on my card? Why would it come through the mail, and why would it be an e-check?
Okay, so I'll be happy to look over the account. May you
okay.
verify your first and last name and your full shipping address?
Debbie O'Neill, and it's 8920 Hunters Creek Drive. Number 103, Indianapolis, Indiana, 46227.
Okay, one moment. One moment.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do show here where yes, once you did place the order for the entry, the $7.95 for the KitchenAid mixer, yeah, you did get charged at $56.95 due to the monthly membership. Now, I do show here, I'm just looking at over all of the notations that did transfer on the account where first you did call in, that was back on October the 31st, you spoke to the, that's when you first got the account canceled out. And that's when the refund was first initiated. Now, I do show here that the latest and most recent, because it was a lot, it was an issue and an error in regards to actually doing the original refund, because one, it was processing the same day. So the one first reason why the refund was not successful, because you can't do a refund on something that is a full refund on something that is still processing out. So I do show here what it was an issue with it. And yes, ever since you have been calling in, everything has been getting documented. And also even with the e-checks, everything has been documented. And the last document in regards to the e-check, it was sent out on December the 9th, and it did take just 10 business days for that to be, you know, submitted out to you. Now, the 10 business days, it actually has came about. So therefore, the only thing that we can do on our end, because I'm showing here that they submitted the most recent request was back on December the 27th when you called in, and yes, you did speak with the representative, and they resubmitted a request for an updated status on the refund. So that's the only thing we can do on our end. I'm about to resubmit a new request on today, but that's the only thing that we can do on our end is just keep submitting the request in regards to it. But with it being an error where we was, well, when at the time of the attempt, it hasn't actually been successful when we're trying to do it manually, the only result is going to be that e-check. So the only thing we can do is just resubmit it to get resent back out.
Okay, so is it coming? Am I getting an e-check through my email? Is that what, or are you going to just put it back on my debit card?
Right. See, it's going to be an electronic check, so it's going back on the card. It's just, you know, a typical refund. You just it's returned back on, like, just as the same transaction is taken out. You just do a refund on that transaction. But in this case, it's going to be, say, like a debit, like a check for the amount of $56.95 going to being deposited into back on your card. Like as if you was doing a direct deposit type situation.
Okay.
So what I'm doing on my end today, because I show where, yes, it was submitted, the most recent was on the 27th, but I am going to resubmit a new request for it. So I'm going to either get an update or at least a reattempt on the regular refund. But it's showing here where you are going to get the refund. It's just, like I said, they've having issues with it, and we've already submitted the request to our back team. They're the ones that has been handling it with getting the, you know, refund submitted to you.
Okay. It's frustrating. I mean,
right.
I start calling back in November, and here we are at the end of almost January, and I still don't have my money.
Right.
And what frustrates me, one, that it's taking this long, but two, that I get told different things when I call. It's not the same thing. So then that makes me suspicious. Even when I called in, every time I called, I asked the name of your company, and they would never tell me. And then that made me even more suspicious. And then when I called in on the 27th of December, she did tell me the name of your company. And so I shouldn't, you know, they should have told me in the very beginning when I asked. Because if something's coming through my email, I have to know who the company is. Because I, like you and everybody else, we all get a bazillion emails, you know, from people, you know, advertisement, you know, all of the advertisements and all of that. And it's too hard to go through a bunch of emails a day, especially when I don't know the company's name. You know, I can't look for something if I don't know who it is. It's just too hard. I get too many emails. And so, but she told me, when I called on the 27th, it was an e-check, and to check my email.
Oh,
and
no.
I said, why can't you just put it on my card?
But I can explain it, because I'm just looking back, because I just look back with the original attempt. You know, when they first tried to do the refund, that was back on November the 9th. And now we did get the error, because the refund was failed due to credits was not allowed. on that again. I know typically the only time any era of credit is not allowed, I understand that terminology too. Credit's not, it's either maybe you either canceled out that account or you had like some type of claim on that card. But the refund error that we did get was credits not allowed on that card. So that's the only reason why we had to revert to an e-check.
Okay, well, yeah, and my bank tells me something different. I mean, they told me they get a report every day and showing, I mean, obviously if it's on my card, it would show up and they would have deposited it, but they said there was nothing that showed that you guys ever attempted to send any money to my bank.
But that was on
So,
November the 9th at
yeah.
1:21 p.m. And it says the refund failed due to credits not allowed.
Okay, I'll call the bank again, because see, they told me something totally different. They said, because I get a report every day, and there was nothing that showed that you guys ever attempted to send anything through. So I'll give
So
them
you
a
can tell them
call.
that, tell them as well that once we did try to submit it, it gave us the error that credits was not allowed. And they should know,
Okay.
they know exactly what that means.
Okay.
And then
I
also
didn't.
I submitted the request for the new update on at least the e-check as well to see, when can that even be updated for you. But make sure you let them know that that's the error that it gave us, that credits was not allowed.
Okay, I'm going to write that down so I can call them tomorrow. Because.
Right.
Okay. Okay, I wrote it down. I'll give them a call tomorrow and tell them the error that you got. See what they tell me.
Right.
Because I want my money. I mean, like
Right.
everybody. I mean, $56 may not be a lot to somebody, but it is well to me, and it is for most people. I mean, especially with the economy the way it is. And see when, yeah, so I don't, I'm 66 years old. I've got KitchenAid. I don't need KitchenAid. I mean, by the time you're 66 years old, you normally don't need any more appliances
Right.
because you've already, I mean, you've already got enough. So,
Right.
because you guys are the ones that told me it was KitchenAid, I didn't even have a clue. So I will call my bank tomorrow, and then you're gonna re send another request, and hopefully this time I'll get my money.
Right.
Okay,
Well, yes, ma'am.
and yeah, and this representative that I talked to tonight. She was very, very nice, and she was the first one that has offered up for me to talk to a supervisor. I asked to speak to a supervisor, and they never let me speak to one. I've asked before to speak to a supervisor, and customer service, they would never transfer me to a supervisor. Which they should after this many times of me calling.
Right, because the notations is here. You've been calling since
I've been
October the
calling a
31st.
yeah. So I was shocked that she offered it up. So she's a good customer service person. I mean, one, she was professional and she was very nice. And two, the fact that she just automatically offered up for me to speak to a supervisor, I couldn't believe it. I was like, "Are you
Yeah.
kidding?" I've called and I've asked for one, and they never will transfer me to one. I get told, "Well, there's not one available," or "They're busy," or that's the two re excuses I would get. So yeah, I appreciate her very much. So. And I told her, I thanked her. So, you might tell her that I did appreciate her, and I think she's a good customer service rep.
Well, yes, ma'am. I will let her know that. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm just looking at the notation. I'm not showing well. Yeah, all the agents that you have spoken to, nobody else have ever. You haven't spoken to a supervisor yet.
No.
So actually, hopefully we can hurry up and get the issue rectified for you. Because I know, especially. But the thing is, you got to get the refund, because it typically never takes this long, even with the e-check. Like I said, it's only just, the 10 business days, but even with that, it has been well past on the 10 business days.
Right. Okay. So, all right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me, and I appreciate that she offered for me to talk to the supervisor, because by this point, I should have been able to talk to one, not in the beginning,
right.
But, as many times as I've called, and I have asked for one, they wouldn't transfer me to one. So,
right.
I got lucky tonight or this morning. Yeah, this morning here,
yes,
3 o'clock. So I do appreciate that she offered that up. So all right, I will call the bank and I hope and pray and get my money soon.
Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to thank you for calling customer support, and I submitted everything on my end today to just get updated status on the refund, and if not, just go ahead and just try to resubmit it again back to the card.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For your time.
You're
have
welcome,
a good night or good morning. I don't know where you're at and what time it is where you are.
It's going to be 2 o'clock, so it's 2 o'clock.
Okay, well, it's morning. Okay. Well, have a good day. I won't say night. Have a good day. And, Happy New Year, and thank you for your help. And if I don't get it, I'll call back, and hopefully when I ask to speak to the supervisor, they'll transfer me one, or I'll get a rep like her or a customer service person like her. Because, if there's an issue again, then I need to talk to a supervisor, because
right.
Customer service, they can only do so much. I know that. So
there is limited.
Yeah. So, but keep my fingers crossed. This time it'll all go through. So, again,
yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. And you've been very nice and very helpful. So I appreciate that. So,
okay.
All right. I will let you go. Happy New Year. Be safe. And thank you again.
You as well. Look, thanks for calling customer support, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.